What exactly will the West do if Russia invades Ukraine? I'm Pam Huso, Fox News. Ukraine's leader wants to know as Russian forces appear poised to attack. While speaking at a security conference in Munich, Vice President Kamala Harris said U.S. sanctions would be severe and would target Russian financial institutions and individuals.
The foundation of European security is under direct threat in Ukraine.
Yesterday in eastern Ukraine, hundreds of artillery shells exploded. Ukraine blames Russian separatists.
I spoke with Ukraine's Minister of the Interior, who said that his country is prepared for a variety of scenarios that could unfold in the coming days. Two Ukrainian soldiers have been killed so far in the renewed fighting.
Fox's Trey Yingst, four other Ukrainian soldiers were hurt. Gunfire erupted in a park in Portland, Oregon last night. A woman was killed. Five other people were hurt. The shooting occurred around the time a march was planned for Amir Locke, a black man fatally shot by police in Minneapolis. No word on any suspects. Canada's capital is no longer teeming with protesters. Most of them have been pushed out by police.
Police formed human barricades. They walked in line in tactical gear and riot gear and basically squeezed out all of the protesters. They arrested anyone who countered them or resisted arrest.
Fox's Matt Finn in Ottawa. Across the country, thousands of people led by truck drivers demonstrated for weeks against COVID-19 restrictions. Dozens were arrested. Rumblings of a possible trucker's convoy in the U.S. has authorities closing streets around the capital until further notice. Garbage trucks, dump trucks, and snow plows are being used to block streets as a precaution. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The crash of a police helicopter in California has killed one of the officers on board and critically injured the other. The aircraft went down yesterday off the coast of Newport Beach. The cause of the crash is unclear. Hours before that, a helicopter crashed off the coast of Florida.
It was about 1 p.m. along the crowded beach in Miami Beach when a helicopter plunged into the water close to the shore. Iggy Luco was there and posted his response on Twitter.
A helicopter just went down to Miami. Oh, my God.
Miami Beach police say there were three people on board the copter.
Fox's Roger Stern. Two of the passengers were hospitalized in stable condition. Officials are investigating. A police officer in North Carolina is recovering after being shot during a traffic stop. The Mecklenburg County Sheriff's Department says Deputy DeJean Wims was fired upon yesterday while approaching a vehicle. The officer fired back, injuring the suspect, who was taken into custody. A man accused of trafficking minors for sexual exploitation has been found dead in a French jail cell. Jean-Luc Brunel was a close associate of the late financier Jeffrey Epstein, who also died behind bars.
French prosecutors believe Brunel was involved in providing hundreds of women and girls to Epstein through the modeling agencies he managed over the years. His sudden death is eerily similar to that of Jeffrey Epstein. Both men were accused of multiple sex crimes and both were not on suicide watch when they were found dead in their prison cells. Epstein's body was discovered in August of 2019. A medical examiner ruled his death a suicide by hanging.
Fox's Christina Coleman, Epstein's former girlfriend Ghislaine Maxwell, was recently convicted of sex crimes and is behind bars in New York. Pam Puso, Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.